spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Hot 101.5. It's Blown Off with Miguel and Holly.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
You go on a date or so, maybe two dates, maybe more, whatever. Sometimes the date doesn't even happen, but for whatever reason, you get blown off, a.k.a. the person that you're interested in ghosts you and you don't know where they went.
And Greg, that's what you're feeling right now with Danielle. But let's take a few steps back and figure out where did you or how did you two first meet?
You know, it was basically from an app, from Plenty of Fish.
Okay.
Nice. All right. So you meet, you connect, exchange numbers. Where was the first date?
We kind of just did like a quick dinner in Riverview, and then we ended up going out for drinks, which was cool. And she was like super hot. I just wanted to say that because I've been on a couple of dates on Plenty of Fish, and I was a little shocked because most girls on the app are not as attractive in person. But she was really pretty girl, really gorgeous, like strikingly. You know what I mean?
Awesome. Well, that's good news. What? But
I hope you didn't put it like that with her because I feel like she would be like, "Oh, really? Why are you calling out?"
Yikes.
So I just, you didn't say that, did you?
No, that's kind of a little show.
Just making sure.
I complimented her. I mean, throughout the night, I told her, you know, she was really attractive. She was funny. I thought the conversation was good. I just had a great time, and just all of a sudden, I mean, actually since then, really, no text replies,
nothing.
I dropped her one line. But I haven't like heard back from her. I really don't know what's going on at all. It just seemed weird to me. So that's why I kind of decided to call you guys and see
what's going on. All right. Well, let's try to get Danielle on the phone so we can get to the bottom of it. Are you ready for us to call her?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Hang tight. You can stay quiet. Miguel and I will do the talking and figure out what's going on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Danielle?
This is she.
Hey, Danielle, it's Miguel and Holly from Hot 101.5, and right now you're on the radio. Is it okay if we can chat with you real quick?
Sure.
Awesome. Hey, Danielle, it's Holly. Listen, we don't want to take too much of your time, but we sort of have an acquaintance in common, and he is a little bit, you know, stressed out, I guess, because he can't get a hold of you, and he'd like to take you out again. I'm talking about Greg. You guys had gone out, and he said that you guys had a really enjoyable date, and so I'm wondering if that's what you felt, too, and is there a reason that you seem to be kind of blowing him off here? Can we get you hooked back up?
Honestly, Greg was perfectly nice, but the date was just really weird.
What made it weird?
Yeah, like, throughout the date, he kept checking his watch, and at first, I just thought, you know, like, God, he's really bored already.
That's right. What I would think if someone's checking their watch.
Yeah, so he kept doing it, like, he did it through dinner, but then we went for drinks, so I didn't get the idea that he was bored, and he kept doing it, so finally I was like, all right, dude, whoa, what's going on with the watch?
Mm-hmm.
And he said he'd been checking his heart rate to see how aroused I was making him in order to see if he was attracted to me.
Greg, hold on for one second.
Danielle, obviously that is Greg's voice that you're hearing right now.
Sorry.
Greg, this is what you do?
I just thought, what better way to know you're attracted to someone than knowing for sure what your body's telling you. I have a smartwatch. I have an iPhone watch.
Okay.
An Apple watch.
So, sure.
And I'm on it all the time. And I check my heart rate for everything I do.
Okay.
Wow.
Makes sense. I suppose. So obviously, Danielle, this is a little weird to you. Because I'll be honest, it sounded a little weird to me. I get the explanation, kind of. Is this not something you guys can work through?
No.
There's a little bit more to it, Holly.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, you know what? Lay it on out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So at the end of the date, he hands me a note. And on this note is a list of reasons why he liked me. And one of those is, you make my heart beat like an average of 120 BPM or something when I'm around you. Like, he actually listed this out
in a
note.
Yeah.
I'm just proving I'm attracted. All I'm doing is proving that I'm attracted to her. I don't understand. other guys these days do a lot worse things than what I did.
No, you're right.
I don't know why she wouldn't want that.
Yeah, I can see, because other, I mean, literally we just talked to somebody who sent like a junk pic and we're like, okay, obviously you don't do that. But, and to that extreme, this seems very tame. However, it might be a little much, maybe a little scientific, too scientific.
Yeah, you know, here, it's like when you try real hard at something and you're like, I'm going to be really outside the box. The box was too outside. Like,
oh.
It was a little
too much. We don't even
see
the box anymore.
No.
Yeah, this is so stupid.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen, I like where you're coming from. I mean, and Danielle, it wasn't creepy. I mean, it's a little odd and offbeat, but I mean, it was out of the box and he is saying very nice things about you. How about this? What if you leave the Apple Watch at home? We will pay for a date. Can we make this happen, Danielle and Greg?
It was like he gave me a medical chart at the end of the date, and it was just not for me. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not taking off my Apple Watch.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Okay. All right. Well, someone else is really going to appreciate that.
We'll send it to the Apple Store.
Not Danielle, though. Okay. That's it.
Miguel and Holly's Blown Off.
Listen every weekday morning at 7:45 and 8:45 only.
Only on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.